these are the questions.
Hey, this is Alicia. I contacted you about the interview for today.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, going really well. Thanks for letting us call you, first of all.
Yeah, sure.
So we just have a couple questions about the House of Death, because you had written an article about it. And
right. What is the project you're working on? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, for one of our classes, we have to interview people based off of a historical place in New York City, and then we're going to share the audio recordings of the class and create an art piece based off of it. I don't think our group knows what we're going to do yet, but we might do like a mixed media painting or a model of the House of Death and incorporate audio in it. Something like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but what inspired you to write the article about the House of Death?
Well, I was assigned to find a we don't do it anymore, but we have an annual spooky issue around Halloween.
Okay.
So my editors have asked me to come up with a good local scary story, like a fun Halloween read. So I did some digging around for some haunted legends, and I found that one. It seemed like it interesting. It hadn't been fully reported on enough.
Okay, and were you able to go inside the house yourself?
I was. I creepily hung out. There's two houses that are technically the House of Death.
Right.
14 and number 16.
Right.
It used to be, as far as I can tell, one building, and they got split into two. So I couldn't get into the one on the left hand side. I forget which one it is exactly.
Okay. I think that's 14.
But then I went to the other one and just started pressing buzzers to see if anyone was home and if they'd let me in. And someone just buzzed the door open without even talking to me over the intercom. So I went into that one and like walked around a little bit.
And did you think that it could, like, do you believe in the ghost stories personally?
I'm a little too skeptical to believe in ghost stories, you know, just for the sake of believing in them. I mean, they're fun.
Right.
I do think that there's unexplained phenomena in the world that we don't know exactly what it is yet. And some of these things, you know, when you hear people who have recurring ghost stories or places that have recurring ghost stories, some of these things may be related to that, whatever that is. But I don't know if I believe in ghosts outright. Although it is fun to learn about and read about.
Right. Do you think that the residents there believed in it, aside from the one that you had interviewed? Like, did he say if other people had talked about the phenomenons?
I think I remember him saying that it was kind of like a known thing around the building. But some people believed in it and some people didn't. You know, it's a pretty gorgeous brownstone inside and out, so I don't think anyone's fleeing it out of fear of ghosts. They're probably holding on to it as long as they can. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure some people really, really buy into it.
Did you have a chance to interview Joel Steinberg by any chance?
I did not. No, I didn't. We didn't pursue that. I guess he's still in jail. Last week.
Right.
Yeah, because
we were trying to see if we could interview him, and
good luck with that. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Had you had a chance to read Jan Bryant Bartel's book about the house?
The Spindrift book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I read it. I read most of it. I kind of chipped winter and got the best parts of it for that story. It was hard to find. I think it's. I think I had to order
it
online.
Yeah, it's been really hard for us to find it.
Yeah, there's a copy at the public library in Bryant Park. You have to, I mean, obviously you can't take it out of there, but, and then I think we found one online somewhere to buy, too.
Okay. Do you believe, like, that she was telling the truth, or that she really and truly believes that there's ghosts there? Like, do you believe that there were ghosts when she was there?
I believe that she has some major, it sounds like she, I mean, I'm not any professional psychologist or anything, but it sounds like she had some major psychological problems. Like, she was stressed, she wasn't working, she clearly didn't like the house in general. So how much of that manifested itself in, you know, psychological problems, how much of it was actual ghost hauntings, I don't know. I mean, in the book they talk about, they contacted a medium. They had an exorcist there, I think.
Right.
You know, they couldn't, there was like Civil War ghosts buried under, or Civil War bodies buried under the building. Yeah. So, I mean, people back, you know, whenever that, people were, the farther back in history you go, the more believing and gullible people were into things about ghosts and all that stuff. So, it's hard to say whether she actually was haunted by anything there, but she certainly definitely believed that she was.
Right. Do you have any other questions? Trying to think if we have any other questions for you. Is there anything that you want to tell us about the house? Like, when, that you didn't write in your article that you experienced when you were there? Like,
Let me think. I mean, the street is very pretty. It has a lot of, there's a lot of actors and artists and stuff who live on there. I think, who live there now, there's definitely been, like, I'm sure you can probably look it up, but there's been, like, there's famous people who live on that street. You know, it's always been kind of, like, the center of activity. There was, you'll have to forgive me, this is about three, the story is about 3 years old, so I'm not totally fresh in my mind.
No,
I mean, going into the house, it's just like, really nicely appointed in brownstones that you don't really see as much anymore. Everything very lush. It just looks very old, and, you know, had that creepy vibe that all kind of old New York buildings have.
Right.
The guy I talked to, that guy Dennis, had a like really crazy apartment with like just all these like tchotchkes everywhere, and he was playing like just like a TV just like running Fox Business News on in the background, I think it was, or CNBC, and just seemed like one of those like old strange guys who lives in the village who you're never quite sure what they do for a living. They've just been there forever. And there's a lot more to the Steinberg case, too, that we couldn't get into in the story, obviously, after you're looking into that.
Right.
You know, that was particularly horrific.
So there were 22 deaths that occurred in that house?
As far as we can find.
Do you know, by any chance, all the 22 spirits that occupied the house? Just as, for our research?
Kind of think if I have a list of it. I don't think I have a complete list of the deaths that have happened there. It's hard to come by.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, the range of spirits ranges from, you know, Mark Twain and a woman in a dress to an aborted baby and a cat. I guess depending on who you talk to.
Okay. Cool. I think that's all the questions we have. Thank you for letting us call you.
Sure, no problem.
Hope you have a great day.
If you have anything else, let me know. I'm available, so if you need any follow-up questions or anything, happy to help.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck with the project.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was rather awkward.
The first one.
I just wanted to know,
that one.
So I didn't know, like, if you knew all the 22.